cliffcentral.com.
Well, it's another podcast. Welcome. My name is Rosie Mutena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. Welcome to my show called Pan-African Connect, where I connect with phenomenal people from across our beautiful continent, Africans in the diaspora. I like to connect with people talking within the arts, people who talk about woman empowerment, talking about how beautiful Africa is and how we can enrich our beautiful continent. And on the line, all the way from Botswana, we have Mr. Donald Moloisi. Mr. Moloisi, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Rosie. And thank you for having me.
It's only a pleasure. So now, you're not new to Cliff Central. I mean, a couple of years ago, I interviewed you on your phenomenal career and your Broadway career and so forth. And not so long ago, Gareth also interviewed you on your Johannesburg book launch, We Are All Blue. But today I wanted to let my listeners know and to enlighten us about what's happening in Botswana and this phenomenal guest that's going to be coming to your, I can't say your shores because you're inland, but the Dalai Lama is coming to Botswana. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. And before I go into the historic visit of the Dalai Lama, I just want to say that it's a very sad day in Botswana today. Mm-hmm. Because we're mourning the passing of our former president, Seki Tumile Masire. So he was our Boto custodian and a man who was so upright in his Boto and Ubuntu. So I actually now I'm doing this. I'm working on bringing the Dalai Lama here now in honor of Re Masire, even more obviously so. Yes, and so I'm really honored that the government of Botswana has opened its doors to the Dalai Lama for a public conference this August. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the first time that the Dalai Lama comes to Africa. And Botswana is his only destination.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, embarrassingly so, we refused his entry, I think, on two occasions. So I'm glad and it's quite amazing that our borders have picked up on it and bringing him. But tell us more about what is the aim of his visit, and then obviously we'll go into the different speakers that are going to be at the event.
Absolutely. He is coming here to talk about Boto and Ubuntu. Mm-hmm. And he talks about how, on a personal level, he has had wonderful conversations with his friend, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, talking about how Africans understand Boto and Ubuntu.
Yeah.
So he's coming here to share with us what he has learned throughout his life as a spiritual leader about humanity, and to learn also from Botswana and Africa.
Yeah. Now, for those listeners who aren't African and who are obviously interested in about the African diaspora and about our culture and heritage, give us a little bit more detail and information on what Boto Ubuntu actually means.
Absolutely. So we are actually discussing Ubuntu in two ways, in that the definition that I am because you are. And then the other definition being I am because we are. So we're putting those two notions into conversation and also speaking with scientists so that we get a scientific appreciation of Boto. For example, one of the speakers is a neuroscientist who's going to talk about when I'm being kind to you, at cellular level, the chemicals are changing for my body to function better because I've been kinder. Mm-hmm. And also when I'm receiving kindness, the chemicals in the body actually show that.
Wow, that's powerful. And what other topics are you going to be touching on in terms of the speakers that you bring? Because you have an array of esteemed speakers, including yourself, and of course Meg Grasse Michel, who's going to be coming across as well.
Absolutely. And I will just touch on what I will speak about and what Meg Grasse Michel as well will speak about.
Okay.
I'm talking about the confluence of art and history, that when we are able to tell our history through our arts, we are actually doing Boto to our ancestors to say, thank you, you mattered, and we are going to continue your story. And we are also doing Boto to the coming generations to say that we are keeping, safeguarding this history for your appreciation. So I'll be speaking about that as an artist and actor. And I really love what Meg Russell Michelle will be talking about, Rosie, because when you mentioned at the beginning of our chat, you talked about people who care about women's issues and women's rights.
Yeah.
And she will be talking about how we practice Botho in a patriarchal society.
Oh, yes.
And she's speaking about Botho as a tool with which we can face patriarchy and bring it down and highlight our common humanity.
Beautiful. And those are those are the dialogues that we should be having, you know, especially in terms of Africans talking about how Africans need to uplift ourselves and so forth. And yes. What else is going to be happening? Because tell us more about the actual event, the logistics. What are the dates?
Yes. So August 17th to 19th, a 3-day conference that will be held at the University of Botswana.
Okay.
And we've set up a website, botswanadialogue.org,
okay,
where people can register for tickets, because obviously we have to screen for security reasons. So they register first and then you get your ticket in the mail by email.
Oh, wow. And
so we're going to have a lot of events that happen after the conference, because it's going to be a 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. event for the 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But in the evenings, we'll have, for example, free yoga, walking meditation for members of the public. We will also, on the last day, have a performance by Vusi Mahlasela.
Oh, wow.
I think the world just appreciates, because his music is always from such a deep spiritual place of Botho.
Mm.
So we found it opportune then to have him perform as well.
Beautiful. And then, so give us the contact details. Give us that web address again, please.
Oh, yes. It's www.botswanadialogue.org.
Okay. And what are your social media handles in case anybody wants to follow you, in case anyone wants to find out a little bit more information? Your Twitter handle?
The Twitter handle is Mind and Life,
mm-hmm,
just as one word, Mind and Life. And we have a hashtag Dalai Lama BW. Which is trending, and we're sharing all the information on all social media platforms.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you so much, so much for your time, Donald. And we wish you all the best, obviously, for the conference to come. And just keep us updated on all the exciting events that are happening, if you change speakers, if you get other speakers on board. And then are these talks going to be publicized or put onto YouTube at a later stage?
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much, Rosie. We're going to have international media come into live stream. We're very happy to partner with Gebs FM as the official broadcaster. So they will be broadcasting even our press conferences, because we want people to see that this is not just another conference. It's actually a national and continental conversation.
And so much needed for. Thank you so much. And your company is handling the PR in Gaborone at present, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if there's any international press or people that want to maybe interview you, would they then contact you through the website, or should they contact you directly?
Oh, through the website and directly is perfectly fine. I know there's a lot of interest in South Africa, from especially people who had tried to attend the same event in South Africa.
Yeah.
But His Holiness the Dalai Lama couldn't get the visa. So to those people, we've opened our doors. Please get on the website and we're ready to receive you.
Beautiful. Give us that website one more time.
www.botswanadialogue.org.
Thank you so much, Donald. We wish you the best for the conference.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Cliffcentral.com.